While there is always attention on Juno's high schools due to sports programs, events, and such being held at their facilities, it's important to take some time to look at Juno's smaller programs. Being somebody that didn't grow up in an area where a charter school was an option, I was completely ignorant on how they functioned or what was offered at one. To find out all about charter schools, I spoke with Karen Smith, the principal of the Juno Community Charter School. Smith first explained how the charter school came about in the Juno district, and how that works in tandem with state standards.
In the state of Alaska, charter school law allows either a group of teachers, or in our case, a group of parents, to open up a school within the district. So we're a public school within the Juno School District. We're an optional program that allows us to operate a different curriculum model. So we're using a different set of textbooks and a different style of math. And at JCCS, they were able to set a limit on how many students they would take. And our program, in terms of how we operate our schedule, our social-emotional learning, our discipline policy, anything that really affects the lives of the students and their work and their academics.
Even though the school takes a different approach to learning, they still have to follow those state standards.
We do have to still follow state standards. We have to meet state standards. Kids have to make progress, the same adequate progress on state assessments, and then district has required assessments. So we are still following those pieces. We just get to do it in our own way.
Smith then explained that many services found in public schools are also available at JCCS.
We still have all the same services. So we serve free and reduced lunch to students who need that. We have busing and transportation options available for students who need that. And then, of course, lots of our kids either walk or get dropped off because we're the only school up here in the downtown area.
Learning involves a lot of teamwork, problem solving, and reflection.
At JCCS, the model is, here's a problem, as real world and authentic as we can make them for children based on their age level, and you guys as a group figure out how to solve it. So they form a hypothesis or a theory, and then they test it to see if it was right or wrong, and then a lot of reflection, and that some of that is verbal, and a lot of that is writing. So our kids do a lot of writing. They do a lot of reflection. Explain your learning to me is what you will hear in our classrooms. Explain to me how you got that. And then the next question will be, so does that make sense? Does it work? Is it right? You know, trying to test their theories.
Parent involvement is a huge part of making this work at JCCS.
The teachers are typically in here on the weekends, and so we do have parents that, like, will come in on Saturday and help, you know, create manipulatives or cut things or copy things and do stuff for the teacher to help them be ready for class the next week, because it does require an awful lot of prep time to have all those centers and all those opportunities for kids to do hands-on.
Parents are also needed to assist classes with any sort of travel.
Natural area, or to go swimming, or to go to Zach Gordon and climb, or to go, you know, anywhere really off campus. We need to have parents so we have people going with us. And so that's a big piece of it, is the parent volunteer aspect.
Due to being unfamiliar with the charter school model, we asked what criteria is involved when selecting students.
Because it's a public school, it's open to anyone. I don't know that there's really any criteria other than the parents have to be able to put in the time. Somehow they have to be able to do either one hour a week or 5 hours a month if they're doing a different kind of a job than directly in the classroom. Some parents come in on the weekends and they do different things, so then this 5 hours a month is kind of that the standard for those extra kinds of things.
Smith also explained the governing body of parents that helps guide the school.
So the parent group that governs the school is called the Academic Policy Committee. And so the areas where our school is different from the school district, that whole academic area that we talked about before, then our parents are the ones who decide. So 20 years ago, they decided on this constructivist model. You know, I don't know what it was called back then. Place-based education is kind of the new term for it. But it's that outdoor, hands-on, experiential learning that takes place out in the natural environment to make it more authentic. And then it comes back to the classroom, and the teachers use a lot of what the kids learn out there and find interesting, and then it's the teacher's job to take that and align it with standards and then figure out how to create the problems or the projects for the kids to solve within the classroom. So there's an element of direct instruction where they may need to learn a certain math skill or a certain bit of information And then they would kind of just let them go to work and not give them the answers or not tell them how to solve the problem. But it's about the relationship. So that's one of the first things here is the relationship kind of comes first. They've got to be able to talk to other people and work with other people and problem solve with other people and then figuring it out and proving their theory.
JCCS will be looking for a couple particular age groups to help fill their classrooms.
We're trying to recruit a whole class of kindergartners, so we want 11 kindergartners, and then we also need a large number of sixth graders because we only have 11 in fifth grade, and we'd like to have 14 or 15 in each class in the middle school so that we end up with about 45 middle schoolers.
Students that are struggling in middle school might have a better time at an optional school like JCCS.
I think one of the big advantages in our school for kids that are middle school students is that we do only have, 40 to 45 students, and they have two full-time teachers. They teach language arts and social studies and then math science, and we have a small groups math teacher who also helps us, so our math classes are even divided into, instead of 22, there's only 10 or 12 kids in each math group. They get a lot more individualized instruction. They get a lot of group processing within their small groups, but the teacher can really make sure that each group stays on track. Our math students come out very strong in math. They do very well moving on to high school. Part of that also is I think middle school can be a tough time for some kids. So having a little smaller environment and a little tighter community can be a really good thing for some students.
Those looking to enroll their children in a sports program do have limited options directly at JCCS, but they are welcome to join other local teams.
We don't offer sports right here at our school except for cross-country running. We do have a cross-country running team, but kids can play sports at one of the other middle schools in town, but that's on their own after school.
Aside from sports, though, there is a plethora of activities that the students can engage in.
We have chess club, and we compete in the Lego robotics district-wide, so we have a team. We have a big coding program, so I have middle school kids that are really into coding right now. And then we offer exploratories, just like the other middle schools do, so they can choose from sewing and cooking and woodworking. And right now I have Abel Ryan, who's one of our parents, who also has a display at the City Museum right now. It's called Faces. He's an artist, a local artisan in town. He is a parent here, and so he's teaching some jewelry making. He also does some carving because that's part of what he does. So the kids get to experience that. We have a parent who's a writer, and she's teaching an expository writing class right now. And so kids are really enjoying that. We have digital photography and video editing. They're really coming up with some really beautiful pictures and their own work.
Music and art are also a huge part of JCCS education.
Music and art are two of the really strong foundations for this school. Unfortunately, music and art are kind of those things that get cut when budget cuts happen, and we've been able to maintain those within our school. And so all the kids take music, all sixth graders take band and learn to play an instrument. In seventh and eighth grade, we have an optional band and we have regular band. Some years they've done strings and different things. It kind of depends on who the instructor is, but this year we have band, and then we also have a guy that has a studio downstairs, so he teaches a rock band group for us. So kids get lots of options in the middle school, just like they would, in other middle schools.
Those interested in applying will simply fill out a form, which goes through the school board, and then JCCS holds an open house to show how their classrooms function. The important thing is making sure that the environment and learning style fits the need of the child. There is also a volunteer component required from parents in which a monthly hour limit should be strived for, assisting in any way that they can. The sign-up period will begin in the early spring. For News of the North, this is Alex McCumbers, and I'm Learning Juno.